This is the ESB Level 3 Certificate in ESOL, Examination C2. Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now, open your question paper and look at Part 1, Section A. Listening Part 1, Section A. Listen to the first section of a radio programme in which a presenter talks to Joel Cox about very large cities. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You will hear Section A twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section A. Part 1, Section A. Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Life on Earth. We'll be discussing the growth of large cities around the world and potential problems associated with this phenomenon. Let's welcome our first guest, Joel Cox, who has just published his new book, Megacities.
Hi, and thanks for inviting me here today.
Joel, in the last few years, we're hearing the expression megacity more and more frequently, but most people don't really know what it means. So, can you briefly tell us what exactly a megacity is?
Sure. A megacity is usually defined as a metropolitan area with a total population in excess of 10 million people. It can be a single metropolitan area or two or more of them that converge into one. This definition's simple, but sometimes can be misleading. The main problem is that most cities are expanding, and it can be difficult to determine their territorial boundaries. In other words, to decide exactly where a city actually ends.
I see that defining a megacity is a hard task. But tell us how many of these cities there are in the world, and which city is at the top of the list?
Yes, according to the latest data about world population, there are 34 megacities in existence and, for the last 65 years, Tokyo, home to 37 million people, has ranked well above the others. But as so many other cities are expanding at a rapid rate, we expect Tokyo to be overtaken fairly soon by cities like Jakarta and Shanghai.
All the cities you have mentioned are oriental. Does that mean that we don't have megacities in the West?
No, there are some, but you've just touched on a very interesting topic. If we look at the list of the top 10 megacities, only New York, which was the biggest city in the world in the 1950s, is on that list and is ranked at number 8. Some European and US cities are in the longer list of the 34 megacities in the world, but they come very low down compared to Asian and South American cities. An interesting example is London, which was the first modern city of a million people, but is now almost at the bottom of the list, with very little expansion taking place. This demographic increase of the eastern and southern parts of the world is a relatively recent trend, and if we look at the data from as recently as 1990, New York was still in second place and Los Angeles ranked 8th.
What do you think will happen in the future? Can we expect a contraction of the demographic growth of the East and South and an expansion of European and American cities?
No, I believe that this so-called de-Westernisation trend is likely to continue. The fastest growing cities over the past decade have been primarily in the developing world, and from the year 2000 onwards, the developing world has accounted for 90% of all megacities. In China and India, for example, cities are expanding extremely quickly. This trend, of course, may be affected by any number of developments, including the possible threats to cities from wars, terrorism, environmental challenges, or other large-scale disruptions. But I think we can say with some confidence that the list of world megacities will continue to be dominated by countries from Asia and the Southern Hemisphere.
Thanks for sharing your expertise with us, Joel. In the next part of the programme, Johnny McGovern will be talking about megacities with the well-known photographer Kate Watson, whose entire career has been dedicated to urban photography, and she'll be telling us about her experience. Now, listen again. Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Life on Earth. We'll be discussing the growth of large cities around the world and potential problems associated with this phenomenon. Let's welcome our first guest, Joel Cox, who has just published his new book, Megacities.
Hi, and thanks for inviting me here today.
Joel, in the last few years, we're hearing the expression megacity more and more frequently, but most people don't really know what it means. So, can you briefly tell us what exactly a megacity is?
Sure. A megacity is usually defined as a metropolitan area with a total population in excess of 10 million people. It can be a single metropolitan area or two or more of them that converge into one. This definition is simple, but sometimes can be misleading. The main problem is that most cities are expanding, and it can be difficult to determine their territorial boundaries. In other words, to decide exactly where a city actually ends.
I see that defining a megacity is a hard task. But tell us how many of these cities there are in the world, and which city is at the top of the list?
Yes, according to the latest data about world population, there are 34 megacities in existence, and for the last 65 years, Tokyo, home to 37 million people, has ranked well above the others. But as so many other cities are expanding at a rapid rate, we expect Tokyo to be overtaken fairly soon by cities like Jakarta and Shanghai.
All the cities you have mentioned are oriental. Does that mean that we don't have megacities in the West?
No, there are some, but you've just touched on a very interesting topic. If we look at the list of the top 10 megacities, only New York, which was the biggest city in the world in the 1950s, is on that list and is ranked at number 8. Some European and US cities are in the longer list of the 34 megacities in the world, but they come very low down compared to Asian and South American cities. An interesting example is London, which was the first modern city of a million people, but is now almost at the bottom of the list, with very little expansion taking place. This demographic increase of the eastern and southern parts of the world is a relatively recent trend, and if we look at the data from as recently as 1990, New York was still in second place and Los Angeles ranked 8th.
What do you think will happen in the future? Can we expect a contraction of the demographic growth of the East and South and an expansion of European and American cities?
No, I believe that this so-called de-Westernisation trend is likely to continue. The fastest growing cities over the past decade have been primarily in the developing world, and from the year 2000 onwards, the developing world has accounted for 90% of all megacities. In China and India, for example, cities are expanding extremely quickly. This trend, of course, may be affected by any number of developments, including the possible threats to cities from wars, terrorism, environmental challenges, or other large-scale disruptions. But I think we can say with some confidence that the list of world megacities will continue to be dominated by countries from Asia and the Southern Hemisphere.
Thanks for sharing your expertise with us, Joel. In the next part of the programme, Johnny McGovern will be talking about megacities with the well-known photographer Kate Watson, whose entire career has been dedicated to urban photography, and she'll be telling us about her experience. That is the end of Part 1, Section A of the listening test. Now turn to Part 1, Section B.